It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing we always have to keep our eyes on is those who are victims of domestic violence. And it can happen to anyone in any neighborhood. That's why I'm so glad to talk to Carlin Davis, Community Outreach Director for Friends of Yates, which is the only, listen to me, the only domestic violence agency in KCK. How you doing today, Carlin?
I am wonderful. Hey, Julie, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you today about Friends of Yates and our services.
Yes, it is so important. And we know that domestic violence during the pandemic, for somebody to already be a victim, to be further victimized, we know some of the things that are going on outside the homes legislatively can impact domestic violence. So, Carlin, tell us about the services and resources you offer for those in KCK.
Absolutely. Our flagship service that Friends of Yates provides is our Della Gill Joyce H. Williams Domestic Violence Center. As you mentioned, we are the only domestic violence agency in KCK. And most of the important services that we provide are crime victim services like safety planning, crisis intervention. Mm-hmm. And those are extended to all and are vital tools to have when it comes to prevention and staying safe and avoiding domestic violence and those unhealthy relationship issues.
And I think prevention measures are so crucial because people need to know, Harlan, I'm sure with your work, you can recognize this, the signs that they could be entering a potentially abusive situation, whether it's, you know, financially, physically, sexually. There's so many ways that people can learn to spot it and prayerfully get out before it starts.
Absolutely. There are a lot of red flags that are common in relationships that some people just don't see as being potentially bad or harmful in their relationships. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, the financial abuse, controlling the money, whether you're able to make those independent decisions financially or not, that is a form of abuse, as well as gaslighting and other psychological and emotional tactics that are used to control other individuals. So, yes, there are important red flags that, as my role as community outreach, that I want to help the community identify, because we are on track to have a record-breaking mm-hmm. year in homicides and domestic violence homicides. So those tools are critical in prevention.
And I'm not going to politicize this, but I've been doing a lot of reading, Carlin, the issue of women being abused after their mate finds out they're pregnant. And as the talk has been about Amendment 2, whether you're for or against it, is that an area of concern that women who find that they're pregnant and their partner does not want that puts them at risk for either more abuse or new abuse?
Absolutely. Anytime you're in a relationship where someone is very manipulative and controlling, even when it concerns the birth of your child, it is common that they may run into these problems with their partner in controlling whether or not they want them to have that child. Abuse doesn't stop because they're pregnant. It's not a means of protection. Some may feel they may be protected because they are with child, but often the abuse doesn't subside. It actually may increase or put them more in jeopardy in that relationship.
Okay. And one final thing, well, a couple final things, Carlin. You offer free and confidential services. Can we emphasize the importance of that? Because some people still feel that fear, if I say something, it's going to get out. But confidentiality is so crucial to keeping victims safe.
Absolutely. And all of our services are available free, confidential, and voluntarily. We do not disclose any information. It is our utmost policy to protect and maintain privacy and confidentiality. It doesn't matter if you're seeking housing or you just have questions or you don't know what, but you know that there is something wrong. I strongly encourage you to call our 24-hour crisis hotline. If it's just speak with an advocate, they can talk you through your situation. They can refer you to services if that's what you want or if that's what you need, or we can accept you in the program. There are several other ways to get help other than just emergency housing. And so I just, as I said, it's if you would just call our emergency crisis hotline, it's 913-321-0951. And we also have a metro hotline, which is 816 hotline. That's 816-468-5463. And then also, there are our services are indicated on our website, everything that we have and what we do. And that's www.friendsofyates.org. So I just encourage you to give us a call, see what we have available, and you'd be surprised. There's multiple ways that we can service individuals.
Thank you so much, Carlin, and for the work that you do. Friendsofyates.org. We have to protect victims of domestic violence. I appreciate you, sis.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you as well, Julie Jones.